Welcome to the House of Manna. Thank you for downloading the podcast. We pray that it's a blessing to you. We thank you that you are tuning in to the message this week from the House of Manna. As Pastor Marty begins to minister to you in this message, let it be a blessing unto your spirit and to your soul. God bless you. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, 1 John 4:16, and it states, God is love. Whoever loves lives in God, and God in them. And, you know, when the love of God lives in you, there's some things that God wants to, like, the fruit that comes out of love is things that God requires y'all. And it's something for me that even I myself, like, I don't know, it's probably not this church, it's probably other churches, right? We don't have a trouble with loving people, right? I know I do. I know, as even as a preacher, I don't know, but you know, a pastor always says, you don't want to be a preacher, because everything you preach up here, God puts you to the test. I preach to you all, and even when you all minister to your friends and coworkers, guess what? God's going to put you through the test. And the biggest thing, loving people is not the easiest thing to do. But as I was reading this, you know, the Lord, I just had to look up the word love, and it says an intense feeling of deep affection, fondness, tenderness, warmth, intimacy, caring, you know. And a lot of us, can we honestly say we do that all the time? We really don't. That's why the Bible says we all fall short of his glory, because we all, you know, we all fail. But God is so good. God doesn't look for perfection. God looks for a willing vessel. God just wants the love of Christ to radiate all of y'all. And God's not, as then I was looking at y'all, I'm all excited because I see finished products. I see that the love of God has really worked in your lives, and God is really changing things in your lives. And God said, even when Pastor mentioned, it's your time. You know, you have been dormant for too long. God wants to really step out of in faith and start doing what God had called you to do. Because right now, as I see right now, all of y'all here, whoever was meant to be here to hear this word was meant to be here. And the love of God is getting ready to break down walls in your lives, because God really needs you. God wants to do something very quickly this year. And he's getting the remnant ready. The remnant is just a partial part of people that he's going to use, because he's tired of some people not want to be used. He's going to move around, and he's going to start using the ones that want to be used. But the love of God has to be displayed of you. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up. Yes, you are. But God wants to use you even mightily. But as I was looking at y'all, I'm just excited, because today I just believe God's going to really brush off some of your giftings that have been dormant. You know, and one of the biggest power is love. You don't understand what love does to people in the places. And God was showing me as I was getting this word love, you know, in what's it called? If you want to turn in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, these are some of the things love requires you to do. And one of the things I felt very strongly, the first verse, it says, love is patient. Okay? And I was going to go further, but God's like, I think we're going to have to stay right here. Because I looked up the word patient. And it says the ability to tolerate without getting angry or upset. But I know this church doesn't get angry when they're patient, right? I know. It's probably the other churches in San Antonio and all over the world, right? But God was showing me before we even got saved, someone loved on us. And I'm going to tell you right now, I wasn't the easiest person to get along with. I tell my daughters, till this day, I don't even recognize myself, because there's things God had to take out of in my life through the love of Christ, because someone showed unconditional love. You see, no matter what you do to God, God still loves you. And that's how we should be. And that word unconditional is very powerful, because usually when you love somebody, they really do you wrong. It could be at work. It could be one of your best friends. It could be even family members. They're actually, sadly to say, I don't want to offend anybody, but they're actually the worst ones, because they actually come against you even more. And God was showing me in the midst of this congregation that some of us, even through the patience, God said, at the same time, someone didn't have the patience for you all, that they actually rejected you as well. And there's I felt in the atmosphere, there's a lot of rejection in the atmosphere, because people, through the love of Christ, have not been patient with y'all. Because sadly to say, people don't like to take the time and the effort to put through that to people because it's not easy. But see, Jesus, when he went out into the synagogue and with the people he used the worst people. He used the tax collectors, the murderers. He used the people that were the ones that nobody ever thought they were going to use. But in the atmosphere, the love is radiating, the love of God is radiating, the love of Christ right now. And he was just showing me that a lot of you have been casted away because somebody wasn't patient with you. And that really hurt you, and that really hindered you. And God said, that's why even I put the song, Wrap Me in Your Arms, because God said, I'm getting ready to wrap my body into my arms. But see, God requires you to have relationship with him. God wants you to love on him. Like when you first fell in love with him, God says, I want them to come back to me the way they first fell in love with me. He wants to wrap you in his arms because he wants to do so many great things with you. But in that midst of that love, God said, he's going to break some walls in your lives. God's going to break some walls. And I kept hearing the Lord say, some of the anger is going to be diminished. Some of the today, I hope we don't get out tonight, but God was showing me he wants to break some walls in your life, some anger, some bitterness, some unforgiveness. See, God can't use you fully. He'll use you, but you can only be used so much. Because if you're up here preaching on forgiveness, how can you do that when you don't forgive? You see, God puts you to the test, and God said today was going to be a special day because he wants all of you to give up some things. Some of the things that you all know deep down what you struggle with. It could be rejection. It could be, confusion, no clarity, what you want to do. There's some of you, I even feel in the spirit that you want some clarity of some of the things that are going on in your life. But see, through the love, God can break that because sometimes your mind gets in the way. And God wants to love you so much that you're not going to worry about that. See, when you're so tuned in to the Spirit of God and you love him so much, you don't have time for nonsense. I keep hearing the Lord say, we give nonsense too much credit, and we speak to the mountain and it just grows. And God said, don't speak to your circumstance. Don't speak to your things that you struggle with. Just love on God. And you got watch what God does for you. Through the anointing and through his love, God can break down those walls that you all have put up. And that's the thing that God was showing me, even in the patience. He was showing me that, he's patient with us no matter what. He knows what the outcome will be. But that's sadly to say, God gives us a free will. But God is so good in the midst of your repentance. God gets you right back on track. God gets it, and he doesn't have to worry about it. And you don't have to do anything to win that because God gives it to you no matter what. But I just, as I was even, sitting in the office, God wanted to really touch you today because one of the things I kept feeling through his love is your heart. Some of you, your heart has turned hard. That causes you not to have compassion for people. That causes you to judge people. See, sometimes even with the midst of the patience and the rejection, we judge people because we feel that we're better than them or we don't want to deal with them. But yet we struggle with the same issue. We struggle. We judge somebody for their anger, but yet we struggle with anger. But yet the Bible says to you, look at yourself in the mirror and look at what you look at. Because sometimes people think that they don't have that, but yet they do. And today I'm just excited because I know God has a plan. I know God has a purpose. I know through his love, we are going to be sent out because God wants to use you all as an instrument to touch people, to bless people, no matter how hard they are. I know it's sometimes, I work every place I've worked for. God doesn't bring me the easy people. And it's a choice. If you don't want to use it, God will use someone else. But God wants to use you mighty. But God wants you to not be judgmental, not have anger, not, be resentful, not have bitterness, because you can do things, but you're not as effective as if you were. But God still uses you because of his mercy and grace. There's no perfect man out there. I can tell you that. The only perfect man is God. And I know that God right now, in the midst of this, God wants to release his blessings to y'all. And even right now, the love, I was seeing some things that there's some people that is your time this year. Your time is coming. Your time is here. Your time is just God's getting ready to release such blessings. God's going to do some blessings for you all, and he's going to allow you to be blessed, and you're not going to even know what happened. But in the midst of the love, it's also because it comes with obedience. Sometimes God will tell you, go love on that lady or go buy her lunch. And guess what? That lady talks bad about you. That lady always comes against you. Or even at work, or even wherever you're at, even family. Family members, you can do any little thing for that person and God will still bless you because of the obedience. But I know it's assignments from God. Usually people say, well, I don't know when it's God. Usually God tells you when it's something you don't want to do. It's out of your comfort. You know, and it doesn't always require money. Sometimes it requires your time. I know there's a power in text, I tell you. I know sometimes we don't have time for a lot of those things, but texting is very powerful. You don't understand what that person's getting ready to do or what they're getting ready to say. Or, you know, you just have to trust God in the midst of the obedience. There's always a blessing. And it's not always financial, you know. And as you all know, like, I'm not here trying to toot my own horn or anything, but a couple of weeks ago, my dad passed away. And, you know, I really didn't get it. I don't even want to discuss how it happened, but it was a mess. I really didn't get, you know, what, the way I felt I didn't get the proper goodbye. But God did show me through my daughters and through others that because of love of God that I showed to my father, I'm telling you one thing. I'm going to tell you that from my heart, you don't have to say words. You don't have to use the word of God to reach people. See, that's what the Bible says. We're a Christ-like example. We exemplify God. And through my dad, saw changes in me, but because my dad had certain things that he's very prideful for once. He didn't like to show his emotions. And I know through the Spirit of God, my father, the love that we showed him, that just turned his life around. And I prayed with all my heart that he would make it to heaven. And I believe in my heart he did make it to heaven. Because all it took was the love of God to show him in his life. Because last days, you know, God was dealing with my father. And I know, and that's why I'm saying, you just, one thing I guess I'm very big on now, is you're not promised your tomorrow. You don't know, just because you're old doesn't mean you could be young and you can still die as well. Because you don't know when your time is coming. That's why you live your life is like it's your last time, your last time you're going to be, because you might not wake up tomorrow. But in the midst of that, my father just got touched, but I don't give myself credit. It's just the love that radiates through us. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think I struggled for a season, even trying to forgive my father because of all the things he did. And God said, you need to still show him love. And that was my biggest assignment, was to show my father love, even though I knew deep down he didn't deserve it. But you see, God does the same thing with us. No matter what we do to him, he still shows us unconditional love because he loves us. See, he doesn't tally things what we do wrong. He doesn't see what you did to him, I'm not going to love you. God still loves us. And that's one thing, even I'm preaching to y'all right now, God is showing me that way. No matter what my father did, I still have to love on him. You see, I could have had a choice. I could have said, you know what, I'm not going to love him. I'm not going to visit him. You know, I didn't visit him a lot because he's in El Paso. But in the midst of the obedience, I still did what God told me to do. And I think to me, I mean, I'm rejoiced because the Bible says heaven rejoices when one person makes it back. And I'm excited for my father. I know he's in a better place. And I have a lot of peace because I know where he's at right now. And I thank God I'm saved, because if I wasn't, I would be really like, you know, I'm going to miss him. Don't get me wrong. But I know he's in a better place. I know he's in a place with others. And I'm just excited for that. But, you know, and that's the thing. We all have to see the love, you know, we were created in his image. You know, even in Genesis where it says, so when we are created in his image, we have to portray that love. That, you know, and then it also says, I'm just going to read some of the things in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. You know, it's amazing when you read the word and you read the word and you really don't dissect the word the way you should. You just kind of skim through it. And it's amazing the things that love requires you to do. And I know a lot of these things you already know, but one thing I've learned is, you know, we can know them, but do we really do them? You know, in the Hebrews, it also talks about, you know, being the hearer of the word, but being a doer of the word. You can be a hearer, but it's up to you to want to do it. You know, a lot of times we don't do it. But it says love is kind. It says it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. And for this one, when I put it was not self, as I just, the Lord put it in my scissor, put, it is not about your kingdom, it's about God's kingdom. So because man has agendas, but God has different agendas. So we also have to remember that. And it also says, it is not easily angered. And in this one, I just wanted to give you like maybe three scriptures on anger, what James says, 1:19-20. It says, every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. See, a lot of times when God's trying to, you know, we were trying to show love, you know, we get angry at some people. And this is one scripture that has really helped me tremendously, because I know when you're getting attacked, it's not easy to bite your tongue and just let God and be still, where it says slow to hear. So your ears burning up as someone is insulting you or criticizing you, or you even hear someone talking bad about you. The biggest challenge is just to what? To hear and not to even speak. And sometimes even in the book of Proverbs, it talks about the person that is wise doesn't really speak. The person that has wisdom doesn't have to speak all the time. You know, sometimes people speak and they speak foolishly, and they're just pretty much, you know, they're in the quicksand. They're just deeper. They're going deeper and deeper because, see, they'd expect a different reaction from you. One thing I've learned through my walk with God is that, you know, the enemy always wants you to retaliate. And that's one of the biggest and hardest things for me, is that not just for me, but I think for all of us, is when someone's attacking you, that retaliation. You see, one time I remember I got rebuked by a pastor because I always thought it was the other person. He goes, well, the other person is all making me mad. And he goes, well, it takes two people. He goes, that person threw the log in the fire, but then you threw your log right back. He goes, all you had to do was hold your log and not throw it, and just show that person love, and you, that's all it takes. See, but you instead reacted in your flesh, and you started to do the same thing that other person did. So how were you any better? So I was like, wow. I just, wow. She's like, so I'm not going to come to your church anymore. No. But you know how it is. We don't like to hear truth. I describe truth like throwing a big hairball. You know, nobody wants to hear truth. Everybody's like, oh man, this guy again. And I'd always tell, you know how the Holy Spirit is so good to us, but man, does he chancla us all the time? Man, my daughters over here, they're always, dad, you're always changing your mind. I was like, okay, I said the first time that was my flesh, but then I changed it because the Holy Spirit told me to do it different. She goes, well, we don't understand you because you always change your mind. I was like, babies, I'm sorry, but that's how you live for God, you know? It's not about our agenda. You know, kids are really good, right, to just say how it is, right? No sugarcoating on that frost, you know, no frosting on that cupcake. And I tell my girl, someday you'll understand. I go, you're going to have to live it the way I live it. You know, you're our children, but sooner or later, you're going to live it. And, you know, that's what's so amazing. But, you know, this is a big one. It keeps no records of wrongs. And I think the Lord told me to tell you, learn to forgive. Because, man, I tell you, I remember when I preached a while back, and what happens is when we don't forgive that same person, God allows it for a reason. Because God's like, okay, you haven't overcome that. Because remember, everything that happens in your lives goes through God's hands first. And what happens is you tuck in that offense, and then you tuck in that offense, and before you know it, you got like four or five different offenses against that person. And you're not having forgiven. But then what happens, even love, right now what it explains, you open up doors to anger, to resentment. You open doors. It just depends on you. You know, you can open those so many doors. Before you know it, you're a mess. Before you know it, you see someone happy and you don't want them to be happy. So you find every excuse to make them miserable. And I've been around that, you know, and then jealousy comes up. So, I mean, the thing is, we have to learn to forgive in the midst of that. But one of the things that is going to help you with that is stay in your word. The word of God is powerful. To me, the word of God is like a vitamin. When you don't take it every day, you grow weak. See, and then people always ask themselves why they struggle with certain things. There's power in the word of God. You have to make the time, but also it comes with a lot of things. You know, you have to make time for God. That intimate time when it says, wrap me in your arms, you find that intimate time with God, because a lot of times, one thing I've learned from God is not a Santa Claus. You see, we pick and choose when we want to come to God. And that's where we fail, because God still loves us, but he's still going to show us his mercy and grace. But then he's like, okay, you know what? I think I need to get your attention a little bit. So let me work on you. Let me let some of the things allow you to happen so you can see what you're going to do. And God sometimes does it as a test, because sometimes people go to the negative. Oh, I'm doing something wrong. No, God allows it for a reason, to see if you're going to continue to seek him, to see if you're going to continue to love on him. There's times where you're going to get discouraged for what happens. But his love, you know, his love, the Bible says love casts, even in the midst of fear. Because I see a lot of fear. You know, a lot of times we struggle with fear. Fear of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen in our lives, but we try, you know, to see what's going to happen. But God doesn't allow us. But he says he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There's power in love. You know, and that's one thing with me. God's working in me in that area. Because, I mean, I can tell you, if I was up here a couple of years ago, y'all probably would have booted me out of here. You know, because we struggle with a lot of things. But through the midst of the Holy Spirit, God starts breaking walls. And God, right now, in the atmosphere, I just feel God loving on all you right now. I just feel this presence so strong. And even for me, if y'all have, you know, seen me preach before, I normally, you know, God is even changing that in me. You know, because God wants you to get blessed. You cannot get blessed if you cannot understand what I'm saying. You know, God is a God of order. And God wants to bring order into the house. But God wants to bless you all. And in the midst of that, God was showing me that there's some hearts that are going to be touched today. Because I believe the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the dunamis power is going to break things in your heart. Because God's going to permeate his love so much in you. He's going to marinate you like a piece of steak. But you're not going to be able to eat that steak. But he's going to love on you so much that you're not going to know what to do with it. See, a lot of us have carried too much baggage for too long. And that's why I keep hearing the Lord, it's your time. See, it's time to give. Even people that have done you wrong, even in this church, you all have to let it go. Just let it go. Let it be. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you right now, in this church, there's no perfect vessel. Everybody makes mistakes. But when we look at a person, let's not look at them like, oh, well, you know what? I can't believe they did that. Because they're going to make mistakes. But in one of the scriptures that I want to, so no, it's not self-seeking. Let me go back over here. And it says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. So a lot of times, you know, we as Christians, I'm like, I've heard Pastor Marty say, you know, we start praying, get them, right? Because they did something wrong to you. And you start using your prayers to go against that poor person, right? Because we didn't like what they did to us. So we use, you know, the power of God. Say, okay, Lord, you know what? Start dealing with him, you know, because he did that to me. Now I want him to know what it's like. But the Bible says when you point one finger, seven are pointing right back. So you got to be careful when you judge because God will judge you right back. And sometimes, because it's happened to me, you know, you go through the same thing that person is going through. So it's like, really? You're judging him for that? Okay, well, let me give you a taste of what it's like to be angry and to walk in anger. Or let me give you a taste of what it's like to walk in bitterness. You know, or let me let you what it's like to walk in resentment, you know, or unfairness or discouragement. But God is so pleased with what he's getting ready to do that he's not worried about that anymore. But we as Christians have to make a decision if we're going to move forward, if we're going to press through, if we're not going to let those things affect us so we can move forward. God's getting ready to really do a work in the body of Christ. And I keep hearing the Lord say he has no time for nonsense. He needs to get ready. He's getting ready, his army ready, because we're getting ready to be sent out. And God wants to use you fully. But if there's things in your life that are affecting you, you have to just let them go. But also it says it always protects. When God loves us, but also when you love others, you protect. How do you protect? You protect with your prayers. You know, usually prayers are very powerful. I know with me, there's a line of people that have been praying for me. Because I tell you, back then, I can tell you some stories. But, I mean, I already went to the cross earlier, so before I preached. But I know that love protects like I love my girls. You know, I protect. You know, I pray for them. And I know they're not mine. They're God's. All I'm doing is just taking care of them. Yeah, of course, sometimes, you know, you want to chancla them, you know. But, you know, nowadays they'll call CPS on me, you know, and then I won't be able to be here. You know how that goes. The power of CPS, right? And it's not the electric bill for all you know, okay? It's something else. You know, nowadays you can't even spank your kids, right? I mean, if I spank my kids, you guys probably see me on the news. Hey, that's Minister Oscar. He's like, and I'll be like, no, that's not him, right? But you know how it is. Nowadays you can't even correct. And, you know, with the world. See, I work for the school district. I work with special ed kids. And so much has changed. I mean, now the world has more power over our children than we do. Even teachers, you know, the teachers, students have more power than the teachers. Because nowadays, you can't even yell at them. You can't even look them in the wrong eye. You know, you can't tell them what to do. And, you know, and it's amazing. Like even what Pastor was mentioning about the cell phones. I mean, nowadays, I don't want to say this, but nowadays you take a cell phone away from someone and they fall apart. They can't do anything without their cell phone. I call it the technology era. You know, and but the thing is, with even with the school systems, the schools are giving the students more power to use their cell phone. And then they're telling them they can only use it for certain things. I'm like, seriously, you think the kids are going to listen? You know, or are you listening to music? No, they're over here on YouTube and, you know, Instagram. And I know because my daughter's, yeah, baby. And I'm trying to tell them a story. And they're like, baby, you want a $20 bill? What? What'd you say? You bring money involved, all of a sudden that finger. After a while, their finger's going to be like this, you know. Now, and I guarantee you, like, before you know it, they're going to have a lot of surgeries for fingers. They're going to say, we're going to bring out the replacement, you know. You know, some people are missing certain things. They're going to have to replace their finger because they text so much. Their finger and their thumb. Can I get an amen? I know that the girls are not giving me an amen like that. That's the devil, right? That is not God. But it always, so love always trusts. And love always hopes. We all hope for things. Hope. I know, sadly to say, none of us want to be our hope to be delayed. But sadly to say, God does it for a reason. And I know a lot of you right now, as I feel in the spirit, as I spoke, that you all are hoping for things in your life. And I know God is, as you stay faithful, I keep hearing the Lord say faithfulness. Stay faithful. You watch what God does. But I know that hope deferred is not an easy thing when it's delayed. But sometimes we don't understand because we feel that we did something wrong or because something happened. But there's a reason for why things happen. But just continue to hope. Don't lose hope. I heard the Lord say when I wrote this word, the Lord said, you know, not to give up. And it says, always persevere. Perseverance, determined in doing something despite difficulty or delay. God wants us to achieve success. God doesn't want us to give up. So when we persevere, no matter what, we're determined. When you're determined, nothing's going to sway you. Nothing's going to move you. Even another word for determination is steadfastness. Steadfastness. Whatever you do, God's nothing's going to move you. You're going to say, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to stand firm. And I'm going to stand for what's right. And God's going to bless you for that. Because there's times in my life where I had to stay steadfast. And I didn't understand. And I didn't agree with some things. But God said, you need to stay steadfast. And no matter what comes your way, you don't move. But that's one thing that God's been showing me. And then it says, that was actually probably always perseveres. But I wanted to give you where it says, let's see. And 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. There's anxieties. There's a lot of things. It could be your bills. It could be your children. It could be your circumstance. It could be condemnation, rejection. Cares goes a big way. And I just feel in the spirit that God wants to really help you in that area. And if you have to, even one thing I've learned, even write it on your paper. If you struggle with anger, write it on paper and just crumble it and throw it in the trash and say no more. But there is power in the word of God. There's power. If you struggle with going through the Bible and just start looking what you struggle with. Some of us struggle with self-image. That's another thing I've learned working in the school system. We conform to the world because we want to be accepted. A lot of us have fear of not even going to school because we don't want to be rejected. And it also works for adults even in the work system. There's always these cliques, you know, and sometimes because you don't go to their standards, you're not welcome. And you can tell because they do things and they don't invite you. But I always tell even my daughters, don't change for anybody. God loves you for who you are. And if they don't love you for who you are, they're not your friends. And God will put those tests. You know, I talk to my girls a lot because, sadly to say, when I was their age, I didn't have God in my life. So I had to do it, you know, through errors and through mistakes. I'll tell you one thing. I didn't like going to church. I didn't like God, period. You know, I didn't want to. And God had to really slap me in the face and give me a wake-up call. And then I realized, wait a minute, you know, as you start learning more about God and his love, you start to see who you really are in him. You know, and one of the biggest things that I just see, like God was showing me to share with y'all too, he's going to wrap you around his wing and he's going to start protecting you. He's always done that. But a lot of you right now, just to release to you, God's telling me to tell you that is you all feel alone sometimes. You feel that God's not there, but God is there for you. God is right there next to you. You might not feel him, but sometimes it's a test because God wants to see if you're going to continue to seek him. Continue to love on him. And no matter what you do every day in your life, God doesn't worry if you made a mistake. All God wants you to do is just to repent and say, God, forgive me for what I did. And that's how easy it is. But I kept telling that God said through the love, through my love, I'm going to break things today. My love will break down walls. A lot of you came here because you all are divine appointments. And I one of my biggest prayers was, God, bring the people that need to be here. And Pastor Marty's right. We're not about numbers. We're all about assigned appointments. And that's one thing for you all. But you all have to be willing and receive for God what God has for you. I'm just a vessel that God wants to bless you. I'm not nobody. I'm not any better than none of y'all. You know, we're just here to help you. And that's one thing, I guess it really amazes me when the body starts getting jealousy or they all want to, you know, they don't know what it's like, first of all, to be up here. Because, you know, y'all pray for me because after this, I'm probably going to go through the fire. No, I'm kidding. You know, love. I'll pray for me, guys, because I'm ready to strangle one of the teachers. No. But you know how it is. I mean, it's not easy. And I'm not going to sugarcoat and tell you, you know, I'm not going to be like those the way that some of the people preach, they compromise things. Yeah, they sugarcoat it. And it's not reality. It's not reality that your life's always going to be nice and flowers. It's reality that we're going to have to put some effort. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to get up when God tells us to pray. We're going to have to go through it, do things that God wants us to do. It's not always our agenda. It's God's agenda. But, you know, in the midst of that, if you want to do it, God will allow you. But if you don't, God's going to use someone else. But that's what I'm so excited, because that's what God's doing. But also through his love, I see God renewing some of your minds, because your mind is your biggest tool the enemy uses. Your mind goes to places. The Bible, I don't remember the scripture, it says, cast all imaginations. When you start thinking of things that are not God, you start to pray and say, God, you know what? I don't receive that. You start feeling something towards that person, and it's before you know it, it's so much in your mind, you already have a headache. And you think it's the enemy, but sometimes one thing I've learned, we give the enemy too much credit. There's a thing called flesh. And a lot of times we do the flesh. Our flesh is the one that does the damage, not the devil. The devil just sits on and says, okay, well, since that person is killing the other person, I'm going to go to another assignment. Because he's not really have to do anything with those people. But through the love, God today wants to break some things. God wants to do a new thing in y'all. God wants to get you ready, because God is getting ready to rise up his army, like I was telling y'all. And the love of Christ is just going to come upon you. And as I speak to you right now, I feel the Holy Spirit so strong in this atmosphere. And it doesn't matter who's here, who's not. It's just, if you all want it, because I could tell you, the more you want things, the more you pull on. You pull on the person. It doesn't have to be, it could be someone else up here. But see, I can feel that there's a pull, because there's things that are being spoken in the atmosphere that you all can relate to. And you all can see things that are happening. And that's why God's getting ready to do some things with all y'all. I'm just excited because God's releasing his love. And as he releases his love, some chains are being broken. Some bondages are being broken. And I'm just excited because I know the ones that were here today, God brought them here today for a reason. But in closing, one of the things, there it is. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that I forgot to mention, it's one of the things the Lord showed me too, that he's going to release is his joy. Nehemiah 10 says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there has been, the enemy has taken too much of your joy, too much. And God's getting ready to break that and release joy into the atmosphere. Can I get an amen for that? Wow. He's going to release that. And that heavy cloud has been on top of you. God's going to break it. Because joy, you know, the joy, the laughter. God's even going to release laughter. This week, you all are going to experience some things. You're going to start laughing for no reason. You see, there's medicine in laughter. It for some reason, it's been proven. It releases things in your brain. Because if you have too much of bitterness and anger, it does make you sick as well. But joy can also heal you. And God said, I'm going to get ready to release the joy of the Lord. And he's going to release it into the atmosphere. And you're all going to be, why am I even laughing? Like my daughters, oh my God, like yesterday, they couldn't stop laughing. And I was like here trying to get all ready for the service. And I'm like, forget this, Lord. I could just hear them, a video that they were hearing. I'm like, okay, Lord. And the Lord told me, that is my spirit. He goes, don't even quench them. Don't even say anything, because their joy, there's healing in that. You don't understand when there's joy, there's healing in you. There's healing. God does so many things for you that just things start breaking off you. And, you know, if you have to laugh at yourself in the mirror, just laugh at yourself in the mirror, you know? You know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, I am handsome, you know? Oh, I am, and I'm beautiful. I didn't realize that, you know? But make yourself laugh somehow, because it's going to, you don't know what it's going to do for you. And I know it's already, as I even release like that, I can just feel things breaking. Those clouds that have been on you for a long time, God said, no more. God said he's going to break that. He's going to break that heaviness, that tiredness. God said he's going to release that peace to you all. Because I see even sometimes you all, it's hard too, because, you know, being peaceful, it takes, you know, sometimes it's not easy for everybody. But I know that God wants to do great things with you all. And just like I said, in closing, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And I know, David, did you find that song to worship you? Did you get it? Okay. I want you all to get ready to receive. I know I don't preach a lot, but I just feel very compelled to do an altar call, because God was going to break some things in y'all through his love. And as you do that, you watch what God does for you this week. And I believe in faith, not just for this week, but for the rest of your lives, God's going to start doing some things and some works in you. But right now, I wanted to put a song to worship to get the presence, because the presence of God is already here. You all, I'm going to tell you right now, you all came hungry. You all here came expecting. You all came here pulling and said, Lord, I need a miracle. I need some change in my life. And you come determined. You came to persevere today. And I feel it in the spirit that you all, nothing's going to sway you anymore. So you're going to do whatever it takes, because you're tired of going through the same situation. God, they're like, Lord, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of being weary. I'm tired. I'm being tired. And God wants to release a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. He wants to refresh you. He wants to do a new thing in you. But God's going to release that. So just again, I'm going to put a song on to get you all ready. I'm going to tell you right now, pull like you've never pulled before. You want to be blessed today, God will bless you. It's up to you how you want to be blessed. You want to lead the way the same way you came in, then that's up to you. God's not going to force you, because God is gentle as a dove. He's not going to tell you what to do. If you really want it, God's going to say, you know what? I'll give it to you. If you want to leave different and go laugh and people look at you like you're nuts, that's fine, you know. Say, I love you too, brother. You know, laugh with them. But the laughter is going to radiate. The laughter is going to flow. So, David, do me a favor. If you want, Eric, please do me a favor. Dim the lights and put that song for me. But incline your spirit, because, man, God is here right now. God is doing such a work. So we're going to put this song on, and then I'm going to do an altar. If you feel that there's some things that have been holding you back, or things that have the burdens, you know, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God release such a peace and joy over your life that it's going to bless you out of your feet. But go ahead, David. Y'all close your eyes. If you want to stand up for me and just worship him, that's up to you. But go ahead, David.
Well, that's all the time, folks, that we have for the House of Manna podcast today. We bless you. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you soon. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. Favor is on your side.